what's good, people? It's your man Fortnite live and direct. We are right here, Masquerade, getting it popping. My brother Jared Benton, Grandma's Basement Tour, the Monster Hops In, the Titan Dizzy Wright, the Savage's Gold Yard, and it's going down heavy, heavy, heavy with DeadEndHipHop.com. Log on!
It's Dead in Hip Hop. Here backstage, kicking it with Lobson. What's good, man?
Just chilling, man.
I'm trying to be quick. One boy said, he said I had to be quick, man. I'm trying to get through it, all right? Chill out. Don't even. I'm just trying to get through it, man.
It's all good, man.
We got a short clock, man. That's all, man.
What's good, man? So Funk Volume, tell us how'd you end up on Funk Volume from Rufus Rec?
Yeah, well, I started Funk Volume back in like, the idea came around like late 2006, early 2007 or something like that for making my own label. And I just always wanted something, you know. I seen 50 Cent make G-Unit, I seen Eminem with Shady Records, and I just wanted my own shit, you know. It just seemed like the thing that every artist would eventually want to do. So. I was on Ruthless though, but I still started working on Funk Volume, and I put my homeboy Swizz on Funk Volume. I met him in high school, so me and him were like the first official artists on the label, but it wasn't even official yet. And then later on we put Swizz's brother Damien on as like he became my business partner, so he just kind of organized everything for us and just gave us structure. And then I eventually got out my Ruthless Records deal, because it wasn't going too well. So we put out a mixtape called Haywire. It did pretty well. We put it out for free just to kind of get a buzz going, because we didn't have any fans who would actually buy anything at the time. So we were just making videos, putting stuff out, just keeping it all entertaining and dope and raw. And then I put out my album Raw in late 2010. And we all did a tour for it in early 2011, me, Swizz, DJ Hoppa. And yeah, and from there we just been moving forward. We signed Dizzy Wright late 2011, and then we signed Jaron Benton 2012.
What made you start doing the Ill Mind? Yeah, like that series, because you keeping your buzz strong with that.
Yeah, definitely. It originally started out as an idea of me just making like little webisodes on YouTube of just my life. So it wasn't even gonna be with rapping. It was just gonna be if I felt like venting about something, if I felt like I wanna build a shopping cart, which I actually have done in Illmind Austin 2. I made like a little, I didn't build a shopping cart, I broke a shopping cart apart and made it into a little dolly for shooting videos with. And then I did Illmind Austin 3, which is dope, but then Illmind Austin 4, I just decided I'm just gonna do them all dealing with rap music. So Illmind Austin 4, that's the one that really like put me on the map strongly, because I wanted to showcase my lyrical skill and my just the comedic side of what I can do, to where if a record label saw it, they'd be like, man, who is this crazy guy? He's weird and wicked, but raw and dope, but he's funky and some weird shit. Like, I wanted people to think that. And I know it's weird and almost corny, but that's just, I've been this weird guy my whole life. This is who I am. So, and I think I did that with Illmind 4. Then Illmind 5, I didn't really know what I was gonna do. I was deciding if I was gonna go raw with the angry, crazy, wild lyrics, or do something a little more positive to kind of motivate people. And so I took the positive route in an aggressive way, though. I had to kind of figure out how I was gonna do it. So I just talked to people about, I was talking to this young generation that's throwing their life away and doing too many drugs and not thinking about their future and all that. So, and that did really well. That's still up to date the best video ever.
Yeah, ever. I can tell by your emotion with that, and I wasn't expecting that with that.
Yeah. Because that's just something that's till this day, it just upsets me when I see people throw their life away. And then Illmind of Austin 6, which I just put out July 18th couple weeks ago. It was about my homie that lost to crystal meth. He didn't die, but he's pretty much gone now, because he's just been doing it since he was a teenager back in the day, and I used to watch him do it, and I never really stopped him when I could have stopped him, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to show people how it affects the person, the people who aren't doing it, who are surrounded by, who have friends that do it. So it was just basically showing what, how it affected me and his family through Illmind Option 6. And yeah, so that Illmind, they were just me venting, talking about whatever I want to talk about.
You gonna
about.
Keep him going?
Yeah, I'm working on my album right now, so because right now the main highlight talks about Hobson are the Illmind's, and I want the highlight to be my album. You know, I'd rather, because you know, I don't want to just be known for the Illmind. I'd rather be known as the dude who made a dope album. So my album Knock Madness comes out November 26th, and I'm just making it as dope as can be. And putting my all into it. I've been working on it for about 2 years. Just thinking about how I want to approach it and all that. So it's coming along together well.
There's an obvious, at least to me, there's an obvious shift. Even from Illmind 3 and 4 to 5 and 6.
It's
obviously a more positive route. I've heard you speaking that God came to you and said that he wanted you to kind of switch your style up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, can you actually expand just a little bit on that?
Oh yeah, definitely. Just, you know, me touring around the world and seeing so many people, I get to see the influence that I have on this younger generation. Like, a lot of my fans, they're from like 12 and 13 years old, you know, they go as young as that, maybe even younger. So, and the rap game overall, and just the world in general, promotes so much negativity, like, and there's nobody standing against. I mean, you got people like Macklemore, who's actually really dope, and he you know, he fights against it, and you know, but we need more people, and I don't want people to just see a raw rapper who just, because you would normally assume that I'm doing some crazy drugs, cocaine. If you saw me and you didn't know how I really was, you'd be like, oh man, this fool, he's dope as fuck, man. He probably parties like crazy, go to strip clubs, fucking all these bitches. But I want people to know the real side of things, like. And I've always been this guy. I didn't actually change. Some people are like, man, you changed, man. Like, nah, this is how I've always been. It's just to get myself in the door, I just chose not to show that full side of me. You know, I wanted to show like maybe 15 or 20% of who I actually am. And that's what kind of got my foot in. And now I want to expand. So I'm still the same guy. Like, the way I feel about rappers that I've dissed or whatever, I still feel the same. People are like, oh, you changed, you fell off. I didn't fall off. I'm just showing more to me. Cause I was never, cause if you look at the old Hobson and like, song Sag My Pants or Illmind Option 4, I look like a doofus who's so ignorant, who doesn't, like, I look like I don't have a brain. Like, I'm just talking shit and whatever, and that's not who I am. Like, I think, and I want people to know that behind all that crazy stuff, you can be dope, but there's still brains behind everything that I do, you know? It's not just me going, I don't just wake up and I just spit these crazy rhymes with, and not thinking of consequences, and I just stumbled across this. Like, I thought about this. The real side that people are seeing now from me is the one that made the crazy side that they may have, that may have pulled them in at first. So, yeah, man, I'm just all about using your brain, that's all.
And so is that what Knock Madness is gonna be more of?
No. Knock Madness is everything.
Okay.
And right now, I know, it's all just marketing what I'm doing right now. I know people, they haven't seen the raw hops in like a couple years or so. So they want to see, and I know this. I know this. And I know damn well if I make all my albums all positive and corny, it's gonna be like, it's gonna be kind of weak. I know this. I want to see fucking raw hops, and I have it. I get to see it every day because I'm in my studio all the time. But they don't, because I have to stick to my marketing plan. So I'm sticking to what I have, and then they're itching for it, and then when they get it, they're gonna be like, yes, he's back, and I'll be like, I told you I never left, I just had to chill. Like, that's, I know what I'm doing. I know I did not change. This is who I've been even before I even started rapping. If you would have talked to me when I was 17, this is how my mind always was. They're just seeing, you know, more sides of me, that's all.